We were talking about the Ask Sois Terachov. We were talking about the Indian of Tikkun. After we spent most of the winter, most of the Elul, on learning Basat's menu of the different things that operate inside of us in unusual combinations and very deep combinations, we finally got to the Indian of Tikkun. As we've been seeing over the last few weeks, Tal Yeshur is building his Tikkun on starting off from total domination of Gashmias, which is Atzlos, which is the Afar, taking a step up of dealing with Gashmias in the form of physical pleasure. Step three is another aspect of Gashmias, which is Dibur, which is the Seichel HaYuni versus the Seichel HaDabri, like we spoke. And now we get to the, as we climb, that means you climb the ladder, what the Alishur is claiming is that the Eifen of Tikkun is that you're Misakin Gashmias. The higher you go on the ladder, the less you are Megushim, you're going to meet up with new challenges. In other words, if you're not going to get out of bed, so you're completely dominated by the offer, if you'll get out of bed, quote unquote, where you're completely dominated by physical and Gashmias pleasures, if you're not dominated by physical pleasures, but you're busy ploppling all day, like we saw last week about Sikha Vitela and the Ruach HaTumah, which causes it. And now we get to the final stage in Tikkun, which is the most ruchnias of all, that a person has already done the avoida of the first three stages of channeling his Gashmias in the right way. It means he has control over his offer, that he's able to get himself, we use a muscle of getting himself out of bed, he has control over his pleasure, that he's able to channel it towards ruchnias. Also, he's able to control his koyach ha-dibur, that it's more iyuni. So as a person climbs this ladder, he's becoming more and more dafuk in the eikishta. Why? This is where, by the way, Tikkun HaMidis meets up with Avodas Hashem. A person came into the world, according to Mesilas Yesharim in the first parak, to get to Olam Haba, which is the Sanhag HaLashem, the Lenos Mizushin HaSayf. So watch, I want to give a much broader framework for everything we've spoken about the last few weeks. Mesilas Yesharim speaks out that a person came into the world for Olam Haba. So what's your point? If Olam Haba is the Sanhag HaLashem, the Lenos Mizushin HaSayf, if Olam Haba, to say it in English, is the relationship that a person has with Kudsha Baruch Hu. So what's your job in this world? Your job in this world is that in a physical world, in a Gashmistic world, in a challenging world, how much of a relationship do you create or connect to Ruchniyah / HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're both the same thing. That's the avoida. That means we built the goal and the tachlis of our creation of Choyvas HaOdom VaElamoy is to get to Olam Haba, where the nature of Olam Haba is how much a person has shaykhs to the ruchnias and the zivashina. So the amount of access and hanoah and connection that a person is going to have in Olam Haba from the shina is dependent on how much of that he created in this world. That's the aleph beis and the aleph to tof of Yiddishkeit. The tikkun hamidus that we were talking about the first week served that purpose. Because as you climb the ladder of tikkun hamidus, what are you doing actually? You're getting closer to the Eibishta. If you didn't fight Atlas, you're very far from the Eibishta, because you're completely Megushimdik. The Eibishta is Atta Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh. The Eibishta is not Megushimdik. So if the purpose of this world is to be Dofuk in the Eibishta, that means taking the Gashmias that we have on all its levels and channeling it for use for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if a person steps out of Atlas, let's talk about it in a positive sense. If a person steps out of Atlas, level one, you step out of Ofer, you're closer to the Eibishta. But you still sunk into Gashmias pleasures. You step out of Gashmias pleasures, you're closer to the Eibishta. If you climb one step on the ladder, you're closer to Ruchnias. You're less Shakua in Gashmias. You took another step. You channeled your Koyach HaDibur as not being Isaac all the time with the physical part of Koyach HaDibur, but more the even Asichli, that level. That's our. You're getting close to the Eibishta. So all the tikkunim is bringing a person closer to the Eibishta. As I distance myself from the various aspects of being dominated by Gashmias, a person is getting closer. That's why, by the way, this chelik of the Maroch HaShlishis HaShos is called Das Ksois Derochov. getting to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the more Megushim Dick I am, the more distant I am from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I can't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I can't appreciate Ruchnius. The more I climb out of Atzel's level 1, level 2, Hanal's Gashmias, level 3, stop talking, stop hacking, which when it dominates you. We're not talking about not being normal. We spoke already last week about a person has to be normal and balanced and part of society, etc. We're talking about, are you sunk into sleeping? Are you sunk into Gashmias? Are you sunk into Sicha Betele? Is that what dominates your life? So then you detach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we get to level 4, the final level of the 4 Yesodis. Perek Shishi, Almud Kuf Ayin Tes. Higanu el Yisoid Ha'ish. We said that a person is created from four elements. Ofor is the atzlos, depression, keeping you low, shiftless. Mayim, we said, is physical pleasures. Ruach is the Kerech HaDibur. Now we get to the most ruchnius of all, and that's fire. Hanel Hashem Abu Yisoidus is the most uplifted of the four Yisoidus. Here already we're talking about where you dealt with the other three, and now we're handling a ruchnius like Kazakh. What is this? Eish, Tnosa Lamala. Fire goes up. But other misfarashes to Nuazu, it could express itself kis alas brochnius, could express itself as steigen in brochnius, or iki geyus, or as gaiva for gasas roch. Kano lenu lis amik beinin gasas roch, we're going to talk about gaiva now. So I want to start, if you don't mind, we'll skip for a second to Amud Kuf Pei Beis. In the middle of the page it says, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gassas Ruach. Somebody who's about Gaiva, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Vehu Yichol Lo Adam Olam. Somebody who's about Gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live in the world with him. Another member, it says, Kuf Pei Aleph, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gassas Ruach, Wori Legadu Kasher, a person who's Gassas Ruach about Gaiva, you should chop him down like an Asher, like a tree that's a Vedas Zara. What is this? What's the problem with Gaiva? Explains to Ali Shor on top of Kuf Pei now. Azor Lagazi Rom Benayim. How do we know that it should be about Gaiva? Avnachem Behitzak Omer Behochov Rom Levochov Veshachachtov Iksiv Yisham Lachov Pentishka Chazakacha. Is a law in the Torah not to forget Hashem. Azor Shalei Yigazi Rom. Don't be about Gaiva. Rom Levochov Almo Migoy Valeg says Rashi. I'm quoting Rashi. From Gaiva Boli De Shikchas Shikchas Boyerit. A person is muzer not to be a balgaiva because the wrong levavcha, when your heart lifts up, you're going to forget yishamlocha petishka hashemakech, forget the Eibishta. Let me explain barachava what this means. And most people have a misunderstanding about Gaiva, and I want to explain Barachava the whole parasha over here and why this is the next level of the Tikkun, or maybe the final level. Most people understand that a guy's about Gaiva is a person, if you ask a person, Gaiva's been Alma Chaver, been Alma Makar. So most people tell you, he's been Alma Chaver, right? If a guy's about Gaiva, he walks around strutting around like a peacock, he always says, "Ich, I know what I'm talking about." So a person like that, nobody has patience for him. Also, he gives everybody a bad feeling because some of the people are Chayshish that maybe he's not right, they know what he's talking about, and that makes them feel bad because they don't. So, in general, people look at Bakaiva as Ben Alma Chaveri. It's not pleasant to be around them, and also makes me feel lowly. In a Torah statement, that's not the problem with Bakaiva. I'll start off from a very high level. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabal the Torah, he's an honor to be That he was Anu Mikol Adam, and that he was Mekabal HaTorah, wasn't B'mikra. Chaim Volozhin writes in his Sefer, Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Moshe Kibul Torah Mesinai, Chaim Volozhin writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabal HaTorah because of his Anova, and he says, if there would have been somebody who would have the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu in any Torah, there would also be Mekabal HaTorah. Yeah, right, sir? His Loshin is, if there would be somebody who would have the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, no matter which door they would live in, they would be Makabal the Torah. He was a very interesting marshal. He says that if you have a kli, let's say you have a kli that you want to pour in something. So the amount that you can pour in, says Rechaim Volozhin, depends on the thickness of the walls of the kli. For example, if you have one of these heavy coffee mugs, which has very thick walls, so the amount of coffee you can put in is substantially less than the amount of coffee you can put into a cup that has micro-thin walls. Just the problem is the micro-thin walls collapse, and you can't put the coffee in. But Lu Yitzhak be able to create walls which are the thinnest possible. That means, other than the fact that it's Chal Hashem of wall, micro-micro-thin, you can put in almost a huge amount, probably 30, 40, 50% more coffee. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was an Anav, he didn't take up any space, says Rechaim Volozhin, he was the biggest Kli Kibbul that ever existed. He didn't have any thickness, he didn't have any walls, and in Meila, he was completely a Kibbul. He just had enough of a body, that's all he had, but he was in Gantz and a Kli Kibbul. What does that mean? He didn't hold of himself. He was a Nebuch. So when somebody came over to him, it says they came to the Oyel Moed. They came to him and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, can you pass me? He said, no, go to Shmerul, I'm nobody. That's what it means, he was an Anuf. But they said to him, you were Kabotori. No, he says, it wasn't me, it was Goldstein. What does that mean? He didn't know that he went up to Shemayim, and they told him, told the Malachim. He didn't know that the Abish just spoke to him, he wasn't aware, he wasn't self-aware. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't self-aware that the Abish just spoke to him, Baspakaya, Amihira. He wasn't aware of the fact that Moshe Kibbul told him to Sinai. What does that mean? So what's that offer mean? It's very simple. Moshe Chochma explains in Parsha Shmois what the Alishur says over here is. Gaiva means, there's a pasuk, I'll start off with a verse for the Altavim come. The pasuk says, V'zachar tas Hashem v'shkecha, ki hu anayzim v'chakoyach las Yisrael. Very interesting pasuk. You should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he gives you koyach, las Yisrael, to succeed. So it's a very difficult pasuk. Las Yisrael means that I'm a success story. I accomplished something. I did something. Las Yisrael. Ha. Eich Yisrael me'yimtza. V'zachar tas Hashem v'lekecha, ki anayzim v'chakoyach. A person who says, oh, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. That's not an Anuf. That's a person who says, Verbenech, right? You know what that word? Who am I? Verbenech! He's not an Anuf, he's depressed. It's not on my list of Anuf. That's not an Anuf. I said, Verbenech, so go help. Find out who you are, what you are. What do you mean, Verbenech? You're a human being, you have a neshama, you're a chashav person. The guy says, who am I? Verbenech, what am I? Not an Anuf. I won't go hear Moses was an Anuf. You get a Moses was on depression, on shiftless. On not being Ma'arich himself. Another means that everything I have, ki hu adnesim l'chakoy alas Yisrael. You have success, you learned up the sugi today well. He said, I'm worried they kept shot in the Rajba. I'm worried, but who gave it to you? That's Hashem l'kech, David gave it. You don't have any problem, you brought yourself into the world. You created yourself. You gave yourself something that you have. It doesn't garnish. So it's not that I am nothing. I am nothing is depressed, it's clinically. Another means that I don't have anything of my own. Not yet. I have a lot. Lazarus Choyel says the Altar of Gelm. Can you do this? Who on this? Lazarus Choyel. He gives you the koyach of Choyel. He gives you the koyach of being able to be successful. So another doesn't mean I'm nothing. I don't have anything. I don't have any talents. I can't do anything. Very not love. Another is that I have koyaches and I have talents. And everything is v'zachar to shemekei agarav neivze. Ki hu anesim l'chakoyach. That's another. Says the Meshach Chacham Parashat Shmois, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Mikol Adam. You know why? Because he was the one who, more than any person who existed, wasn't Messiah Das from the Eivishah, that is a Boyer. Wasn't Messiah Das from the Eivishah. He never forgot his Eivishah for 1 second. So the Anava that he has wasn't a Sibo, it was a Simon. The number that Moshe Rabbeinu had was a simon of his ultimate dveikus in the Eibishter. The minute we forget there's an Eibishter, we start to get into ourselves. To use the mushroom of the Chavaloshan, the cup becomes thick. It gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And then there's no room to pour coffee in sometimes. Sometimes all you get is a drop. There's no room, it's so thick. It takes up so much space. We take up so much of our own space. Because we hold of ourselves, the tourists ourselves. Not we hold of ourselves, what the old things, the guys. There's an old trick by the Rebbeim, they stopped doing it now because I've been teaching Rebbeim not to do this. The Bacha comes to them, and the Bacha says, hey, who am I? What am I? So they used to tell the Bacha to write on a piece of paper, set below 10 milers that you have. You know, and I don't know if you ever had a trick that the Rebbe did such a thing to you. Put down 10 milers on the place. They used to do it all the time, by the way. I'm trying to stop it now because it's about Baltashkas and all the trees they chop down for these tzatalach over here. It's a shot. It takes up space. It has to be global warming. And need the trees. Why not? Because they told the Bocher to write down 10 milas. The Bocher wrote down 10 milas. And it didn't help a kihuza. I always ask Rabbi, we'll do this trick. Tell me, you've been doing this for many years. But I tell the Bocher, write down his milas, and then tell me it helped. No. So why do you do it? That's how we treat Bochum who come and say they don't have self-confidence. We tell them to write down on a stick of paper what their milas are. It doesn't help anybody, by the way. A person knows they have milas, but a person attaches that all his milas are from the Eibishter. Moshe Rabbeinu's anova was a simon that he never forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we start to get into ourselves. The cup gets thicker. There's no room for anything. There's no kikibble. There's nothing to hold on to. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take up any space, not because he didn't know his milas, or he didn't know his talents, or he didn't know that he was Eved Hashem. He knew all that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take up any space because he wasn't Messiah Das, that everything else was Eved Hashem. So he wasn't, I use a modern Lashon, he wasn't full of himself. Where does the Lashon come from, the full of himself? The guy's full of himself. It's from this time of Lashon in Pergamos, by the way. How the Kohen got it, I don't know. But we know for sure that the marker of the memra that a guy is full of himself is this part of the Chaim Veloshen that says the guy is full of himself, right? He has thick walls in the coffee mug. He's not a kli kipple because he takes up all the space. Why is he full of himself? What's the full? The word is that he nems on that all the mile, he's full of himself. He has a tiefkeit. The guy's full, but with what is he full? He's full of himself, so there's no room to put anything there. But Shabbeinu wasn't full of himself because he wasn't miyachis the full kite to himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was full, but it wasn't to himself. Now there was room for the Torah HaKadosh to go in. So Moshe Rabbeinu's anova was the simin of the fact that he was the most dovek person that ever existed. That's the pasuk. Azhoro legasi ruach minayin. Virom levovcho v'shachachto. Gaiv is about forgetting the Eibishter. Gaiv is a simin that he forgot the Eibishter. He says over here in the line, in Kuf Pei on top, Gassus or Ruach, Goyim HaLev, He Shichas HaBoyri. Gaiv is forgetting the Eibishter. Memeila, he explains later on. Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gassus Ruach, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Vahu Yichon Elol the world. We can't live in the same world. Yeah, nice and narrow. We can't live in the same world. We can't live in the same world. Why not? We don't find such a lashon by Kaas, by Taiva, by Sina. The answer is very simple. Kaas is not a denial of a Kodesh Baruch Hu existence. Kaas is, we spoke about Kaas. Kaas is a detachment from Seichel. Chayis Ros. That's the insight of Kaas. We spoke about Kaas. Taiva is not a denial that there's an Eibishter. Gaiva is a denial that there's an Eibishter. He says, on page Kuf Pei Beis, Tachliseinu bo elameinu la'agiel lidei kirvas aleikim sheyashkina. He says, Mamash, what I said earlier. It means, I said what he says. I said it earlier. Like here, the kirvas aloikim shiashkina. The tachlis of this world is to get the kirvas aloikim. Gas ruach machti es matarazu. Somebody's bargaiva misses the target. Why? Listen to the verdict of art. Hashkina kreva rak lemakir nevrusay. The Eibishter is close to somebody who's goyris the Eibishter. I'm not going to have a tiefkeit. The Eibishter is close to somebody who's goyris him. What's pshat you goyris? Imagine you have a relation with somebody, right? Try to have a relation with somebody that you're not goyris. So you're not goyris him, so that's beside you. And he knows you're not goyris him. So how can it be a relationship? I can have kirvas haboyri. Not being goyris the Rebbe, what does that mean? The ik, you could say, what do you mean? I'm not goyris the Rebbe, I don't care what he says, I don't do mitzvahs, I don't do this, I don't care about the averis. No. The depth of not being goyris the Eibishter in the amkus means that I'm not a nivra. Ashkina Kraver Rak Lamaka Nivrusa, the Eibishter is close only to somebody who recognizes he's a Nivra. Lachain Ashkina Atzma, Mikrenenes al Gasruach, that's where the Shkina itself. Shkina Miyalel is all of. Why? Shehechti Matoros Chayav, he missed the boat. Ki Allah, the Ashkina, Yachlush, the Eibishter can't have shackles with you. It doesn't say the Eibishter can't have shackles with the Baal Taiva, you're in big trouble because you're a Mushkas. But he can have a shackles with you. You can't have a relationship with Kosh if you're a Valkaiva, not because of the depth of it, because Valkaiva by nature means, how did you get to be a Valkaiva? You forgot it was an Eibishter. And remembering the Eibishter, remember it means you're a Nivra. It's interesting to say. I want to hear what we're saying over here. what defines the nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're Nivroim. That's what defines the nature. The nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're Nivroim. Gas Ruach, She'enom is battle of Honor's Baruch. So a person who's a Balgaib who's not mevatel himself to the Eivishtah, that everything comes from him. He says, I'm already the Galashin here. Chai Ba'olam Chiloini. He lives in a secular world. He's a Chiloini. Why is that? He lives in a cruel world because there's no Hashem in his world. A Balgaiva has no Hashem in his world. A Baltaiva has Hashem, just he has a Baltaiva. A Balgaiva lives in a world devoid of what's Chilaini, Philoshim Chol. It's also a Targum, it's not really a Chol, it's a Targum of a word, what do you call it? Chilaini means secular, means a world devoid of Kedusha. But Balgaiva lives in a Goyish world, a cruel world. Why is it a cruel world? Because it's all about me. Torah Mutzman, he's always busy, always nervous. Geyeh b'koichav o'atzim yodoy. V'doyeg l'mikra azman v'go. Since there's no Eibishter in his world, so he's constantly worrying. Because there's no Nivra, it's all about him. And deep down, the Bhagavad knows that the him is not so reliable, by the way. The him is not so reliable. So he's full of himself, but the himself is not so reliable. So he lives a nervous life. Now we'll end up with something positive. If it says that the Eivishter says, I can't live with a Balgaiva, so somebody who's not a Balgaiva, who remembers the Eivishter, Hashchina Koreva Ilam, the Eivishter is near him. The Eivishter lives with you. And then, Adam Roy Kedusha, Ashkocha, and Maisov, Chazde Hashem, the Chachmosa Boilam, because he lives with Eivishta. When you live with Eivishta, you see his Ashkocha. When you live with Eivishta, you see his Kedusha. When you live with Eivishta, you see his Chesed. When you live with Eivishta, you have Siyat Dishma, you're with Eivishta. It's mamash night and day. One of the huge tools is tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachos, Hakovei Abokam with Tefillosoi, Oymer Malov, Hey Onov, Hey Chasid, Vitavidah Shal Rav Avinu. A person who gives a chashiva to davening, they learn out of Avraham Avinu that he was kaveh avokam with tefillosoi. What does it do with anova? What does it do with anova? The state of a tefillah, fundamentally more than anything else, is a recognition that we're nivroim. Otherwise, why are you asking the Eivishter for A, B, and Z? The answer is because he created us. Tzios Hashem starts off, Adam le nivra, a person was created. I always say when we're talking about Tzios Hashem, Tzios Hashem took for granted a huge hakdama that a person was created. People right away jump into El Haba, but who's the person who lives with the cognizance and the awareness and the knowledge and the pashtus that you're a nivra? Tzios Hashem jumps right in. Right? Who? Sha'adu le nivra el zanek. Wait a minute. I always say to myself, nivra? Who said nivra? I'm the boy. I created myself. That's what I mean over here. The Bible says in Saita, called Adam Sheyesh Boy Gasis Ruach Roy Legadu Kasher. If somebody's a Balgaiva, you should chop his off like a Avoid the Zohar. Why like an Avoid the Zohar? The answer is because Gaiva is not Beit Adam Lachaveiro. Gaiva is Beit Adam Lachaveiro. Who's Avoid the Zohar? You. If you're the Nivra, if you're a Nivra, so the Eivishter is Elohim. But if you weren't created, so who created? You brought yourself into the world, so of course. Reish is Bara, Shmero Goldenstein. That's how most people live. I created the world. What did Paroi say? Paroi, we're starting now. Paroi said, Li Yoivi Vani Asisiu. I created the Yar, I created the Nile, it's mine. Yeah, my son. So you told me, Paroi said that, that's what Chazal bring down. Li Yoivi, it belongs to me. Vani Asisiu. So he was delusional, he was crazy, he was like the guys in the Shtibloch. Yeah. But what does it mean? Li Yoivi Vani Asisiu, right? Chazal bring it down. I think Paroi was just like us. We own the world. Right? We own the world. You want to know that Imam is created? No, but how did he get created? I don't know. Somehow, whatever. Beijing, Barbara, Kabbalah. We own the world. Pare, li yoyri vani azizu. And that type of kfira is why we had to get out of Mitzrayim quickly. We had to get out of there because it wasn't a good hashpah. Li yoyri, I own the world. It's mine. I created it. I'm a balabas. We're not balabas over anything. I'm saying. So he says, yeah. The Eved is for sure a major force in the world, but so are we. We can't even put him on top of the list. No, nothing. That's why we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way. It's one of the reasons. There's other reasons also. Okay? So there's a few other reasons. But one of the reasons why, one of the many infinite reasons why we're not Moshe Rabbeinu is because we believe that Eved created the world, and we believe what he called, but we also believe that I also have an opinion. That's what it says, called a kaveh, walk in the philosophy, down 3 times a day, like a mensch. Hey, Anov. Hey, Anov, what's Anov doing anything? Anov is a guy, he's a meek guy, he walks around. No. Anov means that you recognize your nivra. That's the yisayir of tefillah. That's the yisayir of avoyde. Torah, avoyde gilus chasadim. It's very interesting. Torah, avoyde gilus chasadim are 3 ways how we connect with the Eibishter. Torah is Torah. Gilus chasadim is going the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And avoyde means we're connected to the Eibishter by recognizing that we're a nivra. That's what he ends off over here. Hamachnia atzmai, haboyis goach, dor imai goach, the Eved is with you. Kedusha, hashkocha, chaz de Hashem, chochmosle, v'siyat nishmai, v'chol Hashem, whatever you do, yasiyat nishmai.
I'm
nothing on my own.
I'm not sure what to tell you. He wasn't saying I'm depressed.